Keeping up with the Halloween ghoulish theme today, I spoke to Dusty Higgins Saturday afternoon before he gave a talk at the Fayetteville Public Library about his graphic novel series called Pinocchio Vampire Slayer. I spoke to Dusty Higgins about the series, about being a comic artist in Arkansas, and also about his love of zombies. Like, tell me a little bit about your background as someone who draws comics. You've actually drawn a lot of other kinds of comics besides graphic novels. You do stuff with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. So tell us about that and then about the transition and how it's different when you create graphic novels.
Okay. I've got a funny story that involves the University of Arkansas, because when I was in high school, I drew comics for the high school paper, just like little comic strip type of comics. And when I was coming up to the University of Arkansas for my freshman orientation, I happened to stop by the journalism department. Patsy Watkins was one of the journalism teachers there, and she was kind of there when we were touring the department. And I was just talking about how I did cartoons and happened to have some on me and kind of showed it to her. And she said, well, you know, we'll pay you to put this stuff in the Arkansas Traveler. Like, you'll actually get paid. And that just kind of sent lights off in my head. And I thought, wow, you know, I can actually get paid to do this thing that I enjoy. And so going through the art department at the University of Arkansas and later the journalism department, I ended up getting a job at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, where I didn't do comic strip illustrations, but I did more feature illustrations just to illustrate newspaper stories and that sort of thing. And so when I started doing graphic novels, it was more like coming back to something that I originated with. You know, it's not a lot different to sit there and illustrate a sequential story like you do in a graphic novel. I'm always illustrating a story. I'm always telling a story through the art. So doing that in sequential form like you do in a graphic novel is not a big step from what I do day to day.
You have actually two out already of the Pinocchio series, and you're having a third release. Tell us about this story a little bit.
Okay, well, if you go back, I think a lot of people are more familiar with the Disney version of Pinocchio.
Right, that's what
which is a lot different from the original story, which was written by this guy named Carlo Collodi back in the 1800s. One of the key differences, and something that we really focus on in the book that actually inspired us to go a little bit further than we did beyond the first book, is the book starts out saying, once upon a time there was a piece of wood. So in the original story, the wood was already alive. Like, there was no fairy that came down and sort of made this puppet come to life. The wood was alive at the beginning, and Geppetto just happened to carve it into a puppet. So that allowed us to sort of explore. Here you have this puppet, and when his nose grows out, you know, it becomes this sort of wooden stake that he can use to kill vampires. Like, maybe there's something a little more to the history of that. Like, where did this living piece of wood come from? And that's something we sort of explore throughout the book. Like, in addition to, you know, Pinocchio slaying vampires and, you know, the funny situations that arise with that, like, there's this sort of deeper story of where did Pinocchio come from and why is he sort of this ultimate vampire slaying puppet? I'm a big fan of myths and origin myths, and that's another thing we sort of did with the vampire book, or with Pinocchio Vampire Slayer, is we went back to the origin myth of vampires, and it's not the Bram Stoker vampire, you know, that everybody's familiar with. Like, vampires were initially, like, they were bloated corpses that sat in the ground, and when people walked by they would pop up and, like, fill up with blood, and it was more related to, like, the sun god, and, like, the darkness was, you know, the antithesis of the sun god were these vampires that lived in the darkness kind of deal. And that monster still existed, but it was a much different form. It wasn't the twilight vampires where they sparkle in the sunlight and everything's kind of like oh, you know, these are nice vampires, you know. They weren't. They were still monsters, you know, back then. And we wanted to portray them as, like, vampires are not your friends. You know, they're not going to be nice to you.
Although the graphic novel series is about vampires, Dusty actually prefers zombies, and I asked him why.
So
why zombies then? Why do you actually have more of a thing for zombies?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think it's because zombies reflect us in many ways, sort of going through the motion. A zombie just, he goes through the motion. And like the way our culture has kind of become, in a sense, zombified. You know, we go to work every day, we sit at a cubicle, we just go through the motions. And in a sense, we are sort of symbolically zombies right now, except we don't eat each other, which that's a pretty big difference. But I think that's what I like about it, is that in a lot of ways, if you're not living life, you're sort of a zombie.
Are you doing anything for Halloween? Are you going to dress up?
I actually am going to dress up. I have a daughter who's a year and a half right now, and it just so happened we were at our local library a few weeks ago, and they had costumes to check out, which I thought was really cool, and my wife was really excited about that because we didn't really want to spend the money on, like, a costume that she's going to wear once. But the only costumes they really had were a Bumblebee costume and Star Wars costumes. So my daughter is going to go as Chewbacca for Halloween, and I decided, well, if she's going as Chewbacca, I have to go as Han Solo.
There you go.
My wife has to go as Princess Leia.
There just, you go.
That's just the way it works out. So.
And so tell the listeners, if they want to check out your work or your books, tell us where people can find them and where they can go to find more stuff that you do.
Well, obviously you can find them at the library. any retailer, if they don't have the book, like, you know, you can get it from Barnes & Noble. They may not have it in the store, but they can definitely order it for you, you know. Or Amazon is a good place to pick up the book. You can always go to my publisher's website, slgcomics.com. And they, of course, have plenty of books that they'd be more than happy to sell to you.
For Ozarks at Large, this is Katie Henriksen.